Welcome to Hammer Down.
Dad!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a beard of wonder. What?
Good day, Tone.
I'm working on my SMR. ASMR. How you doing, Rawlsy?
How we doing? Doing well back here.
Man, how you doing, pal?
Doing pretty good. Even Steven in the NBA last night, 3-3. Not bad for six games. I mean,
yeah, that's pretty. I mean, I was 2-1 in the NBA. Pistons, easy cover. Celts, easy cover.
That was a sweep. Oh, yeah.
And we knew the Nets was always a fucking trap.
They had it. They
at
came
least when
back.
We it was 102.99, and then it was 110.110 or 110.109, and then they went on a run where they just fucking Memphis is a good ball club.
Was a run in that game where there was six straight possessions by each team, not a missed shot, and they were some fucking beautiful ones. It was an awesome game to watch. Tough
game
that
to watch.
We lost.
Good game to watch. Did you see Jordan Poole dropped another 30 last night? Ooh.
I did not. That's hilarious.
Against the Heat. That's why they were so upset.
Jeez.
Guy's on fire right now. And then I went 0-2 in college basketball, so 2-3 off of a 3-4 night. That's just class. I mean, let's get on the other side. I'm about ready for college basketball to be fucking done. You had a good night in it.
Yeah. Love it. Shout out fucking the Seahawks, dude. UNC Wilmington.
Vandy didn't show up.
Wake Forest?
And by way, Wake Forest didn't show up.
They did not.
At least the other one, at least the championship game, we got double fucking OT.
Jesus. I thought UNC Wilmington's like three
was
best.
Was there a tech at the end that I saw there?
UNC Wilmington's like three best players fouled out in the first overtime. And I was like, oh, here we go. We're not going to cover five.
They did.
Yep.
They did. By the way, NBA last night, the C's are hot.
Best team in the league.
These are incredible.
They literally are. And if the Heat are fucking, if that's happening with the Heat.
That was awesome. Spo was, what do you want me to do, fight you?
Yeah, that was great.
With the Suns and Golden State kind of, well, I guess the Suns are getting Chris Paul back, but Golden State imploding at this time too.
Yeah.
Celtics for a championship. Suns are just
fine, but Memphis out west.
Yeah, them boys can play.
I mean, obviously they're top. Suns in Memphis, and then I may take the Seltzer, but then we forget about the fucking Bucks.
76ers.
Yeah. That is crazy that they won the title last year and still nobody.
Well, it's kind of like this year. Like they're like, all right, let's get to the fucking playoffs.
Yeah.
Hockey last night, Nick. I don't think I had any plays. How did it go?
I went 1-1. Pens let us down. They lost in a shootout. Unfortunately, I told you there's a chance
4-3
there might be
against
some
the Sabres
in the skates. Fucking Tage Thompson had two goals. Get the fuck out of here.
Leafs won against Devils. Leafs, oh, the Cougs.
The Cougs came through.
Were they
for
plus three
Huns? Way.
Nah, it's 2-some.
Jeez.
And then you were on the Blackhawks too, right?
I was. Blackhawks came through as well. So
what's the slate tonight?
And then I want to know. It is a big slate. I won't call it a great one, but we'll see.
Did I make picks for tonight? Three hockey picks tonight.
Oh, there we go.
NBA don't really love tonight's slate. But we do.
Yeah, I'm out on the NBA.
Tonight, we do have the return of the NCAA basketball tournament.
Also,
and
CONCACAF.
CONCACAF. And to start off, there's a boost tonight from the office. The PMI Super Boost, 575-plus combined total points scored tonight across the four NCAA games. I believe that's 143 points per game, somewhere around there. So we'll see. That's boosted to plus 120.
Fill the bucket, lads.
So we'll start there. First game tonight, Arkansas at Gonzaga. The line is 10. I know early in the week I said statistically it's Gonzaga, obviously, with the edge. 10's a lot.
Yes, sir.
Was it 10 against Memphis?
10 open at 11, close 10, 10 and a half.
Arkansas all year has been better than Memphis. Memphis was hot as of late.
Yep.
I mean, I have to take the 10.
Yeah. Gonzaga covered two of their last 10. Arkansas covered four straight as a dog. Gonzaga hasn't covered in five, haven't covered in five as a favorite, haven't covered in four in the tournament. Yeah. I mean, four in the tournament as a favorite. Yeah, sure, Gonzaga probably wins this game, but give me fucking 10 points in the Sweet 16. Thank you very much.
So, and when I say statistically Gonzaga has the advantage, Arkansas gets the majority of their points from two. Gonzaga has the number one two-point percentage defense in the country.
Yep.
Gonzaga also scores the majority of their points from two. They have the number one two-point offense in the country.
Yep.
So that's where I say it. But, I mean, it's not like Arkansas is terrible in those areas either. I just feel like 10's a lot.
Oh, breaking.
What happened?
Chiefs just paid MVS.
Oh, okay. How much?
Any idea? 3 years, $30 million.
That's a lot.
Could reach 36.
$10 million a year for him?
$18 million in his first 2 years.
So two year, nine million a year.
Yeah.
Fucking more than Mr. Schuster got.
John?
John, it's more than John Schuster got.
John Kansas City Schuster?
Yeah. I mean, wait. And MVS went to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
He's their number one.
Who?
MVS.
Did you guys see Mecole Hardman's tweet?
No.
It was the classic All Alone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think Hardman's probably their number one. It's Kelsey's their number one. But,
But I mean, if you pay wise, it's MVS.
Yeah.
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 Because Pringle left too. That's why.
Yeah, where'd he's Pringle on Bears. Go?
Bears?
Yeah.
Bear down?
Yeah, Z was pumped.
He's a good get.
Yeah, his touchdown prop last year was a good one.
Yeah. So, we're on Arkansas.
Yeah.
Second game of the night, Michigan and Villanova.
This is the one I'm not touching. I can't do it.
Me either. I don't want to touch the trigger.
I don't know. I don't. I'm waiting for Michigan not to show up, and I don't know when it's going to be. I'm waiting for Villanova to lay a fucking egg, and I don't know when it's going to be. So this is the one I will sit out, my friend.
This is a tale of two different teams. Michigan, 39th in the country in points coming from the two.
Yep.
They are 48th in two-point percentage. Villanova's 133rd in two-point defense, so advantage Michigan offense there.
Yep.
On the other side, Villanova scores 25th most of their points from the three-point range. They're 51st in the country in three-point percentage. Michigan is 115th in defending the three, so advantage Villanova offense.
Yep.
So it's whatever offense is going to take advantage of the other one in this situation. I always worry about the three ball going cold.
Yeah. This is the one game, the whole Sweet 16, I honestly just do not know. I don't know.
Nova's got the big advantage in experience.
If I had a lean, I would take the dog.
Yeah, I'm not touching it.
Just because, I mean, I said it earlier, like Michigan was ranked top 10 to start the season for a reason. But Nova can, I mean, Nova beat Ohio State by? It was close for till the end.
So Nova jumped out at the beginning. Yeah, Ohio State cut it back, and then Nova kind of turned it on again at the end.
Yeah, I can't do it, man. That's just the one game I don't know.
I'm good on that one. Yep. This one.
Yeah.
Texas Tech and Duke.
I love this one.
I think it's going to be a very, very good game.
Yeah.
So Texas Tech has the 45th ranked offense. Duke has the 45th ranked defense.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking even there. Duke has the 4th ranked offense. Texas Tech, the 1st ranked defense. Pretty evenly matched here. I said it before. The only reason I'm going with Texas Tech here is that defense has been traveling here in the tournament.
Yeah.
And they have the experience. So Texas Tech it is.
Yeah, Texas Tech money line. I mean.
Yeah, money line.
They were getting plus one for a few minutes. That line has been jumping around.
Came back around.
But I'll take Texas Tech money line. Duke barely beat Michigan State.
Michigan State shot the lights out, though.
Yeah, but Texas Tech's battle-tested, man. And they seem to win against good teams.
I agree.
They show up. They've been
Here was a worry for me. Texas Tech, they turned the ball over. They're 285th worst in the country with turnovers.
Yeah.
But Duke is 309th in forcing turnovers. So it's not like that's not a worry there, really. I mean, unless Duke decides to pressure. And here's another thing. Texas Tech is 233rd in the country in free throws. So if it gets to the line, maybe there's a thing there. Yeah. But we're both on Texas Tech money line.
Yep.
The last game. Houston and Arizona.
This is going to be a banger.
Also another fucking good game.
Yeah.
Speaking of free throws in the last game, in this one, Houston is 327th in the nation in free throw percentage.
Yikes.
Yeah. And you want to talk about it, pretty even matched here. Houston actually comes in for efficiency, the 10th ranked offense. Arizona's 17 on D. Arizona's 7 on offense. Houston's 10 on D. Arizona's the second tallest team in the country.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of experience, though. I'm leaning Zona in this one.
I'm taking Zona. Yeah.
I've said a bunch on this before. What's his name? I can't remember his name for Houston. He went out in January, and he was averaging 20 a game. You got to think it's going to bite him in their ass at some point.
Yeah, they've been playing good ball, though. Very good. I just think I think Arizona's just a tad better.
Yeah. You think that should have been a foul at the end of the game at midcourt, Arizona TCU?
I don't know.
That was close.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't.
I don't think you should have been called, but also if it would have led to a turnover, that would have got them the win.
If it was called, you know, I don't think you could have had a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
All right, so I'm taking Arkansas with the 10. I'm taking Texas Tech moneyline and Arizona moneyline.
I have Arkansas plus 10, Texas Tech moneyline, Arizona moneyline.
Oh, look at us.
And all, not doing it. Staying away.
You taking anything in college tonight, Matt?
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys are crazy for thinking Coach K is about to lose his career to Texas Tech. I'm taking Duke moneyline.
Okay. I respect you doing that.
Yep.
I got to do it for
take
that.
A stand.
Fucking take a stand. Take a stand, kid. Okay, so that's college ball. We'll be here tomorrow for tomorrow's slate.
Yeah.
Rawlsy.
Talk to me.
You ready to go to the ice?
Let's go to the ice.
I felt a little fucking chill coming up my fucking spine. Huge slate tonight. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 games.
Ooh.
A lot of teams we know and love playing tonight.
A lot of them.
Back-to-backs.
There have been quite a few back-to-backs.
Big Bob's out tonight.
Are we starting in Tampa Bay and Boston? 110-110?
I think you know what that means,
are you doing it?
Oh, we're fucking kicking off the ice with... Oh, rise for the honorable coin! Tampa Bay Lightning?
Tampa Bay will be heads.
Kind of cooled off a little bit lately. The Bees, kind of been hot. Bergeron's out.
Bees will be tails.
Bergeron's still out?
I believe so.
110-110. The true coin flippies of a game.
Tampa will be heads. The Bees will be tails.
And the flip.
It's tails.
Bees will be tails. The coin is spoken. Boston Bruins minus 110 on the money line at home against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Is Smallman in net?
Swayman, you asshole.
This fucking guy, dude. This fucking guy.
Swayman in net?
It looks like we're getting Swayman. I would expect Vasilevsky. Fucking nothing Vasilevsky. Official yet. Tampa. Oh, sorry, Gump. Go ahead.
The coin was once a storied bet maker. It came back this week for a triumphant victory, and now for the first time in a long time, it has showed up twice in 1 week. The coin could be back from a long, long, long bout with COVID, it feels like. Boston Bruins money line.
Coin's been back, pal. I don't like the way you're talking about it. The Lightning have lost 2 in a row in 5 of their last 7. The Bees have won 5 of their last 6 without Bergeron. Pretty impressive.
Okay. Okay.
Moving right on down the slate.
Oh, this one.
Texas hockey has a rather large test in the Carolina Hurricanes.
Jeez.
In Carolina with 20,000 screaming Caniacs.
Caniacs, brother! This is Silver Dome!
Dallas, though, playing good. 1-3 of the last four. Carolina broke a four-game losing streak, beating Tampa Bay, who we just spoke about, 3-2 last game. Texas hockey plus 190 on the money line. Carolina minus 235. Big favorites. I will be taking Texas hockey at plus 1.5.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Team Red! More specifically, Texas hockey. Fuck. Fuck line plus 1.5. Couldn't turn it down.
Florida Panthers go up to Montreal. Florida's not great on the road. Real. Big Bob is not in net, but I'm not touching this one. I'll just put my feet up.
Bob is not in net, but I'm out.
Goodbye, Bob.
Guess who else isn't in net for this game? Me.
Makes valid points.
Wings and Isles, you doing anything there?
Wings and Isles, Detroit 3-7 in their last 10. The Isles 7-3 in their last 10. Give me the Isles 60-minute line minus 140.
Okay.
Isles in regulation play much better to close out the year.
Sends at the Jets. Jets are minus 240 on the money line.
Canada.
Jets are big favorites here. Sends 1-5 in their last 6. Winnipeg 6-2 in their last 8. Again, I will go to the 60-minute money line with the Winnipeg Jets at minus 145.
Okay. Doing anything in Flyers and Blues?
Actually, we will. St. Louis hasn't been great. 3-7 in their last 10, but 3 of those are overtime losses. Ooh. Whereas Philadelphia has 13 straight road losses.
Pardon?
And Drew's going
you heard
out.
Me.
13 straight road losses. A fucking baker's dozen?
Rip the heart out of that franchise.
You can't just keep losing that many games. It's at some point. I will take the Flyers at plus 1.5.
You've done this with this
or
team
minus 122.
Lose by one.
I was tempted to take money line because 205 is juicy, but I'm going to take the 1.5 at minus 122. A little safety net.
Here's a tasty little treat for you. Couvers at Wild.
Billy G on Hockey Talk last night.
Wild's minus 210 on the money line, minus 1.5 on the puck line.
Couvers played last night in Colorado.
Couvers did stand up to a tall test win last night.
Who's in net?
The Wild have won 3 in a row. They're now 5-2 after losing 8 of 10. They went on quite a schneid there. Cam Talbot will be in net, and I believe Thatcher Demko is supposed to be in between the pipes.
Demko play last night?
Did he? I didn't get a chance to watch it.
No, it was Halak last night.
Yeah, it was Halak.
Holy shit.
That's another reason why I stayed away yesterday.
I hate to do
Halak tends to show up, huh?
I hate to do
this. Well, not last time. I will be taking the Minnesota Wild on the 60-minute money line minus 130.
I hate to do it, but I'm going to join you there.
Billy G was maybe on that talkie talk.
Maybe we fucking middle it. Give me the Cougars plus 1.5. I stand with the lads.
Okay, plus 1.5, minus 158. That's not bad at all.
It's respectable. Sharks and coils.
Oh boy.
Toilet bowl.
give me the Oilers puck line. Let's hope they can just fucking score.
Okay.
Plus 106 right now.
Hawks and Kings.
What is this fucking
Chicago?
Hawks and Kings.
Chicago with the upset last night. I don't know if they can do it again. Give me the Kings. Give me the Kings. Just money line. Kings money line minus 215.
Here's one that tickles
my
fancy.
Picking them that high, but
You like this one? We're going to have two coin flips?
Here's one that tickles my fancy.
I considered it, but I will not be flipping the coin for this one as well. Nashville minus 110 going into Vegas. Vegas minus 110. Vegas is 2-7 over the last 9. They were shut out in both of their last games.
Vegas is dead.
Yeah, give me the fucking Preds. What are we doing?
Nick's taking the...
No, we're on the Preds.
Okay. Fade the Knights until fucking further advised.
Stay advised.
Fucking
stay advised.
Yeah.
So a quick recap there. The coin chose the Bruins. We will ride with the Bruins.
On the Bruins, so I like that.
Dallas, Texas hockey, plus 1.5 team ride.
Yeah.
The New York Islanders, 60-minute money line, minus 140. The Winnipeg Jets, minus 145, 60-minute money line. The Philadelphia Flyers, puck line, plus 1.5, minus 122. The Minnesota Wild, 60-minute money line, minus 130. No. The Edmonton Coilers, minus 1.5, plus 106. The LA Kings, money line, minus 215. And the Nashville Preds, minus 110. Let's have a night.
Cougars, plus 1.5. Texas plus 1.5. Thank you.
The man knows what he likes.
I was on Texas hockey plus 1.5. The Wild 60 minute. Nope. And Nashville money line.
Nashville money.
Good luck to everybody tonight.
It's a good play. I like it.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
God bless.
God bless. Nope. Don't worry. Sorry, it's not the end of the show. I almost just died.
I gave him out.
Jesus.
I gave him out yesterday. USA double chance tonight.
Even minus 110.
And Canada. Draw no bet. Minus 130.
Okay. I hope both of those happen.
Thank you.
Mitt, are you taking anything of that? I see you wear it. You got the fucking Captain America jersey. I got the
tarp on. Yeah. Mr. Captain America for us. Yeah, I am taking something here, Tony. I'm going to go USA money line and then Canada double chance parlay. And then I'm also going to play USA
plus 390 wasn't enough.
Yeah, it's like plus like 550. That's awesome.
That's a hype boy parlay.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fucking,
we're going tonight.
That's why you put the tarp on.
It's a goddamn fucking North American hype boy parlay.
Fucking Azteca, dude.
Let's go, dude. I thought this game was way bigger than it actually is, I guess. But this is a sick tarp. And we're qualifying for the World Cup tonight. What do you mean?
This is a huge game. What are you talking about? Get into the dance, dude. Come on, dude.
Come on, dude. Association.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go through the association schedule.
What is it?
Cavs.
It's bad.
Cavs at Raptors. The line's 5. No, thank you.
Yeah, I...
Not taking the Raps?
I wish if it was like... If it was a little lower.
Oh, Raps are minus 5.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm taking the 5 with the Cavs here. The Cavs they've been kind of struggling, and it hurts my heart that they've been losing spreads. So I'm going to get back on them, and it's a bad slate tonight. So let's go Cavs plus the 5.
There we go.
Cavs 5-5 in the last 10. Toronto 6-4. I mean, the Cavs, when we loved them, ATS, they were buzzing.
That's why we loved them.
They are currently 1-4 ATS their last 5 as a road dog. But on the other side, Toronto's 0-5 in their last 5 as a home favorite. So.
Yeah, the Cavs have really struggled without Jared Allen, which I didn't think would be that big of a fall off, but
here we are. Bulls, 3-point dogs at the Pelicans.
Bulls stink right now?
They are 3-7 in their last 10, so that's not great.
Are they missing anybody?
Their trends have been, Lonzo's been out for a while.
Lonzo's been out for a really long time, though. They just play horrible defense.
Chicago is 2-10 ATS in their last 12 overall.
Yeah, we haven't been hearing about Chicago or Cleveland in a while. I'm taking both of them tonight. Oh. Let's go. We got Chicago plus the 3 going into New Orleans.
Pacers are 11.5-point dogs at Memphis. Memphis played last night. Do what you want with this one. I won't be touching that one.
I got a futures ticket on Memphis, actually. I took Memphis to win it all last night at a giant number. Okay. I took $5 on that. I think it's a pretty great bet. They have some of the most athletic young guys I've ever seen.
They're a good squad. I was impressed last night. I watched a bit of it.
Memphis is currently...
I've been watching some NBA.
Plus 2,100 to win it.
Watched the Lakers Sixers for a bit last night. That was sweet.
The Lakers almost pulled it out and then just broke my heart right in the last second.
Told you Westbrook might fuck around and win the game, dude.
I mean, they covered. I should have took them to cover.
Wiz are 8.5-point dogs at the Bucks.
Get me out.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck. And Suns and Nugs.
Down to plus 1.
Yeah, I would look at the Suns, but they played last night.
Chris Paul's back tonight.
Oh, he's back tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe a little juice for the boys. Yeah. I'm gonna stay away.
Did
Nuggets play last night?
No.
See, that's why I'm going to take the Nuggets here. Nuggets haven't
been great either.
No,
they haven't been great, and they really need a win. Honestly, they're starting to fall in the playoff standings.
They haven't been great.
Well, they're starting to fall in the playoff standings too. So the Nuggets need a win. They're at home. Phoenix is coming off a back-to-back. I do know that Chris Paul is playing. I did actually check the injury report on this one.
It's good. It's good
work. Thank you, chat. DeMar DeRozan's also out tonight.
DeRozan's out tonight? Yeah.
Didn't check the injury report. Check the
injury report,
Mitt.
God damn
it. How many times do we have to tell you to check the injury report on a game
of betting? God damn it.
Well, I look at these usually first time in the morning.
I understand.
Fucking smoky bacon.
It's not the first time you've missed an injury.
I know. Fuck.
It's okay, dude. Don't worry.
Well, that's my NBA slate tonight. There's nothing, dude.
It's good stuff.
Hey, it's good stuff.
It's good slate.
Really, slate. I mean, it was a nice. It's a nice fucking clean slate tonight.
It's a good run through.
A lot of sports. I'll be watching a bunch of sports.
Oh, there was a boost for Canada, or Mexico and U.S. as well, for there to be a goal in the first 20. I don't know if I see that one happening. I mean,
why is that a boost?
I don't know.
I mean, it could happen.
It could for sure happen.
But why not just boost fucking USA double chance or something?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Right? -110, you get them to like +150.
That'd be nice. That'd be a tasty
support the country.
That'd be a tasty little treat.
For country.
For club or
for
country.
For club or country.
And in this situation, we are
more
talking.
More so for country.
For country.
Yeah.
Let me see if anything's happened in the NFL odds. Browns are still favorites to win the division. Titans and Colts are still tied. Chiefs are still a favorite to win that division.
Really?
Mm-hmm. +155. Chargers are +240. Broncos +260. And the Raiders +700. Is that interesting to you?
Everyone loves the Chargers.
I know.
Everybody.
I love them all, except for the Chiefs. We'll see.
Don't hate the...
Packers are -180.
Packers +490 to win
that Bucs number. I should have jumped on it. It was -230.
Was it 400?
A week ago, and now it's -320.
Yeah.
Rams are still the favorite to win the West.
+150? Niners? So Jimmy G's starting week one, right?
Niners? At this point,
no point. Were you going to trade him to Carolina?
Can't.
He's not signing up for that.
No, good. In the trade market now. Unless someone like gets hurt.
They shot themselves in the foot.
Say like he starts the season with San Francisco and a quarterback gets hurt, then, you know, I don't know.
Then he becomes a gold mine.
Yeah.
Or he like plays really good and they win a bunch of games.
True. That too.
I'm surprised none of the, we got Teddy, so it doesn't matter, but I'm surprised that was never spun this week, this offseason with McDaniel coming in.
I think it's because of Teddy.
Yeah.
This is my thing. Nah. Okay. I think we're good. I think we covered it all.
Hell yeah.
So who's
drafts in Kansas City next year?
Interesting. So it goes Vegas, KC. Can't remember. Is it Detroit or
Detroit?
Green Bay after that.
Really?
I think so. I mean, it's nice. They do it in end of April. The weather's normally nice everywhere for that.
Yeah. You'd have to believe.
Except for that 1 year fucking poured down rain in, what was that city? Cleveland.
No, jeez.
Remember? I ruined everything.
Ruined everything.
We'll be back tomorrow. Picks Friday.
Many picks.
Not a huge NBA slate.
Huge NBA slate. NHL. Friday fucking college NBA. Basketball again. What are we talking about?
No footy.
And you get to preview Saturday's Elite Eight. You know? Remember?
Yes. Yeah.
Because the games will be over from
tonight. Yeah, there's games tonight. Yeah. You make a good point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hey, Ever.
Dad.